Maybe it was the home court advantage. Maybe it was just pride. But the Los Angeles Lakers refused to come anywhere near being eliminated last night. They dominated the Boston Celtics 89-67. That ties the NBA championship series at 3 games each, and it forces a 7th game. NPR's Tom Goldman was at the game in L.A. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
How did the Lakers take control of this game after losing control of the previous two?
Well, you know, as this series has shown, it's been complete action-reaction. So what happens in the game before really hasn't had much bearing on the next game. As you point out, the Lakers were facing elimination, and they decided that they didn't want to be eliminated. So what they did was they listened to what Kobe Bryant has been preaching, defense and rebounding, and that's what the Lakers did last night. That's 67 points that they held the Celtics to. I mean, that's what most teams score in 3/4 of an NBA game, and it was the 2nd lowest team point total in NBA Finals history. And then they out-rebounded Boston by 13 rebounds, and those two things combined just really shut the Celtics down. And, you know, Steve, you can credit Kobe Bryant for helping get the team effort going early on. You know, there's a lot riding on this game. The legacy of a great player like Bryant takes a hit when he gets to a finals and doesn't win, and one could understand if Kobe came out just firing up every shot, but he didn't, and Boston coach Doc Rivers praised him for that after the game.
I think most people assumed that Kobe would come out and take 1,000 shots, and I thought he did the exact opposite. I thought he came out and trusted his teammates, and every time they needed a basket in that first quarter, he made one. And the more they got it going, the more everybody got involved.
Kobe Bryant was the leading scorer with 26 points, but you're saying he shared.
He definitely did. Yeah, he spread it around, and the Lakers responded. I mean, at one point after 3 quarters, the Lakers bench had outscored the Boston bench 24-0. So everyone got in on the act.
Wow. You know, the New York Times points out this morning that the Lakers came home to play underneath 15 championship banners. That's got to help you. But, of course, the Celtics have a few of those banners of their own in Boston. What went wrong for them?
They asked the same question. Ray Allen, their guard, talked about that. He said even on the bench late in the game and then in the locker room, he and the other starters talked about what had happened, and they decided the team's abysmal showing was completely their responsibility, the starting players. He says they put Boston in a big hole early that the Celtics never got out of, and he said, as opposed to Kobe Bryant saying everything stems from defense, Allen said it stemmed a lot from offense. Here's what he said.
We didn't make the extra pass. Each individual tried to make the home run play early. And starting the first couple quarters, you don't take tough shots. You just move the ball around and you find the open guy. The ball is going to find the right guy. And I think tonight we didn't necessarily do that.
Well, Tom Goldman, how are the injuries from last night's game likely to affect Game 7 coming up?
Well, you know, Kendrick Perkins, the starting center for the Celtics, sprained his knee in the first quarter. He left the game and didn't come back, and his condition will be reevaluated today. And then Andrew Bynum, the starting center for the Lakers, he's had continuing knee problems. He's got torn cartilage in his right knee. He's been playing with that. He took himself out of the game last night. In a sense, they could cancel each other out if they're both out. They both help their teams, obviously, but, you know, the Lakers and Celtics are going to be ready to go without them.
NPR's Tom Goldman is at the NBA Finals in Los Angeles. Tom, thanks for staying up all night.
Good night.